Hello and welcome back to the StudyClix Explains King Lear series. In this episode, StudyClix expert teacher Peter Tobin brings you through everything you need to know about the themes present throughout the play. Peter Tobin is an English teacher who has a YouTube channel called Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, where you can find loads of free videos covering different parts of the Leaving Cert English course. We have linked his channel in the description, and we can't recommend enough that you check it out and subscribe to get updates on new content he's making. The next voice you're going to hear is Peter's, and we hope that you will enjoy this episode.
Okay, so we've looked at characters, and now we're going to look at themes. The first one that we're going to look at is authority and power. In King Lear, Shakespeare presents a complex examination of what it means to hold power and the consequences of its misuse. So at the beginning of the play, King Lear decides to divide his kingdom among his three daughters. This act demonstrates Lear's authority as a king, but also demonstrates his vanity and his desire for flattery. He says in Act 1, Scene 1, "Which of you, shall we say, doth love us most? That we, our largest bounty, may extend where nature doth with merit challenge." So Lear's abdication of power is meant to be control transfer, but it quickly spirals out of control. By relinquishing his authority, Lear unwittingly sets the stage for political and familial chaos. His decision to give power to Goneril and Regan, who deceitfully flatter him while disowning Cordelia, who speaks the truth, highlights the dangers of superficial judgments. As the play progresses, the once powerful king finds himself stripped of his authority and descending into madness, symbolising the fragility of human power. And that's encapsulated in Act 3, Scene 2, when Lear says, "Here I stand, your slave, a poor, infirm, weak and despised old man." Lear's journey from power to powerlessness serves as a powerful commentary on the nature of authority and the human condition. It reminds us that true power cannot be measured by titles or wealth, but by wisdom, humility and integrity. Lear does not recognise that his authority comes not from the person he is, but from the position he holds. And if he does not have that position, then he does not have that power. He is arrogant and blind to the true nature of power, but he does learn the truth over the course of the play. Next, let's look at the theme of madness. In King Lear, madness is not just a personal affliction, but a lens through which Shakespeare explores the breakdown of social order and the human psyche. It's important to remember that of the characters who present as mad, poor Tom, the fool, Lear is the only one who is truly mad. One is a professional fool. The other is pretending to be mad in order to avoid detection. In Act 1, Scene 5, Lear says, "Oh, let me not be mad, not mad, sweet heaven, keep me in temper, I would not be mad." But this is in vain. As Lear's madness deepens, it becomes a powerful symbol of his vulnerability and humanity. In The Storm on the Heath, Lear rages against the elements, projecting his inner turmoil onto the natural world. In the famous scene on the heath in Act 3, Scene 2, he says, "Blow winds and crack your cheeks, rage, blow you cataracts and hurricanoes, spout till you have drenched our steeples, drowned the cocks." This scene marks a pivotal moment where Lear's madness also serves as a form of enlightenment. Stripped of his kingly robes and pretensions, Lear gains insight into his own nature and the human condition. This becomes evident when he says, "Poor naked wretches, wheresoever you are, that bide the pelting of this pitiless storm, how shall your houseless beards and unfed sides, your looped and windowed raggedness, defend you from seasons such as these?" Through Lear's madness, Shakespeare invites us to question the thin line between sanity and insanity and the societal structures that define and confine our understanding of both. Another significant theme in Lear is blindness and insight. So this theme is intricately linked with the characters' journeys and their ability to perceive truth and reality. King Lear and Gloucester both suffer from metaphorical blindness. Lear is blind to the true nature of his daughters, misjudging their intentions and character. Gloucester, on the other hand, is deceived by his illegitimate son Edmund and is blind to the loyalty of his legitimate son Edgar. We see many examples of sight, literal and metaphorical, being mentioned in the play. In Act 1, Scene 1, Lear says to Kent, "Out of my sight," while Kent responds, "See better, Lear, and let me still remain the truth blank of thine eye." Gloucester's literal blindness, inflicted by Regan and Cornwall, serves as a powerful physical manifestation of his earlier inability to see the truth. Ironically, Gloucester gains true insight only after he is blinded. His suffering leads to a deeper understanding of himself and the world around him. In Act 4, Scene 1, he says, "I have no way, and therefore want no eyes. I stumbled when I saw." Similarly, Lear gains profound insight into his own nature and the human condition through his madness and suffering. Both characters' journeys from blindness to insight underscore the idea that true vision is not a matter of physical sight, but of understanding and wisdom. Now we're going to look at the theme of love. In King Lear, love is depicted in its various forms: familial love, platonic love, romantic love, and its complexities are laid bare through the relationships between the characters. At the heart of the play is Lear's misguided demand for a public display of love from his daughters. Lear equates love with flattery, leading to his tragic misjudgment. In Act 1, Scene 1, he says, "Tell me, my daughters, since now we will divest us both of rural interest, of territory, cares of state, which of you, shall we say, doth love us most?" Goneril and Regan's professions of love are nothing but deceitful exaggerations, while Cordelia's honest and modest declaration is dismissed. He's trying to measure the worth of love through what the characters say. It's a profound misunderstanding. Lear's inability to recognise true love leads to his downfall and the ensuing tragedy. Cordelia's love, though understated, is genuine and steadfast. Her return to save her father despite his harsh treatment underscores the depth and purity of her love. Additionally, the subplot of Gloucester and his sons mirror the main plot, with Edgar's loyalty and love for his father standing in stark contrast to Edmund's treachery. Edgar's care for Gloucester, especially after he is blinded, highlights the theme of filial love and devotion. So through these relationships, Shakespeare explores the complexities of love, its capacity for both selflessness and betrayal, its vulnerability to manipulation, and its ultimate redeeming power. The last theme that we're going to look at is that of appearance versus reality. So the play is full of characters who conceal their true intentions and identities, leading to a dramatic exploration of deception and truth. The most obvious example is the contrast between Goneril and Regan's outward flattery and their inner malice. Their deceitful appearances lead to Lear's misplacement of his trust, resulting in his tragic downfall. Goneril says, "I do love you more than words can wield the matter, dearer than eyesight, space and liberty." While Regan, trying to outdo her sister, says, "Sir, I am made of the selfsame metal that my sister is, and prize me at her worth." In contrast, Cordelia's refusal to embellish her love highlights the play's concern with sincerity and truth. She says, "Unhappy that I am, I cannot heave my heart into my mouth. I love your majesty, according to my bond, no more, no less." Another layer of this theme is seen in the character of Edgar, who adopts the guise of poor Tom to survive and help his blinded father, Gloucester. His disguise is a necessity, a means to reveal truths and protect himself and his father. Conversely, Edmund's manipulations and deceitful appearance as a loyal son stand in stark contrast to his true nature as a schemer. The theme of appearance versus reality is further embodied in Lear himself. As king, he is accustomed to being flattered and obeyed, but as he loses his power, he is confronted with the harsh realities of his situation and the true nature of those around him. Ultimately, King Lear reveals the dangers of trusting appearances and underscores the value of perceiving deeper truths. This theme serves as a powerful reminder of the often deceptive nature of appearance and the importance of discerning reality. King Lear is a rich tapestry of themes that explore the depths of human nature, authority, madness, love, and the complex interplay between appearance and reality. As we've seen, Shakespeare uses these themes to challenge our perceptions and invited us to reflect on the complexities of the human experience.
That concludes our 9th episode, and we hope that this analysis of the themes has given you a deeper understanding of their purpose and equipped you with lots of great ideas and phrases that you could use in your own essays. Once again, if you enjoyed this, we would really encourage that you check out Peter's YouTube channel, Mr. Tobin Leaving Cert English, which is linked in the description. Trust us when we say this is an incredible free resource for 5th and 6th year students. And we hope that you stay tuned for more content like this.